The first blast in Baghdad targeted Tayaran Square in the city's downtown when a minibus carrying explosives detonated on a busy street, setting fire to cars and damaging nearby buildings. The Associated Press reported that police tried to confiscate the cameras of reporters who were photographing the aftermath. Earlier this month, the Iraqi parliament passed a law prohibiting media coverage of blast sites. Lawmakers had said that the media sensationalized and inaccurately reported on the attacks by using graphic blast scene footage. About 1 hour after the first blast, a second truck bomb targeted a Shiite mosque in the city's southwest Al-Amal neighborhood. One witness described the scene. He says he saw a truck driving by him and heading toward a mosque. When he saw it, he shouted, a car bomb," as pedestrians scattered. In central Baghdad, in an office near the finance ministry, witnesses said a group of gunmen kidnapped at least three Westerners who were working at the office. The identity and the number of foreigners abducted are unclear, but there are reports they may have been German or British. The month of May, with 112 American troops killed, is the deadliest for U.S. forces since December, when the same number died. Since the 2003 invasion, nearly 3,500 U.S. troops have died in Iraq. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Erbil.